Blackstar and MIA, down in the hole. Well, why? Because the City Paper this week is doing a piece on club music. Ben Woods is with us for his weekly visit to talk about what's happening in the City Paper, senior editor of the City Paper. Ben, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, great to be back, Mark.
How are you?
Doing well. You?
I'm not bad, but you have a lot more going on than I do right now in some ways.
Yeah, it's very interesting times. We're really especially proud of this issue, which, you know, during our production cycle, we found out that we were purchased by the Baltimore Sun Media Group. So it's been an interesting week, to say the least.
Well, I want to talk about what's in the paper. One of the things that I heard, you know, I've been talking to lots of people in and out of your paper and other places about what's going on, trying to get to it, and did a little commentary for Real News on the paper being sold to the Sun Media Group. And maybe all things will be fine. We can only hope so. But I heard things from somebody like the one column, Mr. Wrong, was not going to be published. Who made that decision, the Sun or somebody else?
Yeah, so that's an interesting thing. So we the Time Shamrock Media Company that owned us previously held that story, spiked that story yesterday, refused to print it. And because it was sort of like that scene in The Wire where Bunk and McNulty do the crime scene investigation using only one expletive that I can't say on the air, but that you can say in an alt-weekly, part of the value of an alternative weekly. So it was largely, and it was sentences, punctuated sentences with various typographical things using that good Anglo-Saxon four-lettered word, and which they print all the time, which is in fact on the cover of the paper this week. But they refused to print the story, and then they asked them to just run the headline that says this story has been censored by the man, and they didn't do that as well. And so you may have noticed that it's there in the table of contents, but it's not. And so that wasn't the Baltimore Sun Media Group, who in that regard so far have been entirely hands off with what we're able to do. And they've said nothing about, you know, us sort of mocking their front page on as our cover this week. There's reason in that regard for hope, I think, that we will actually have a stronger, you know, they are a newspaper company, and so we hope that's something that they're very serious about, is not refusing to print stories.
So one of the stories you're doing, though, is on the Baltimore Sun Media Group buying the City Paper and kind of the history of editorial independence in these purchases, which is, I guess, an analysis of what could happen and what you want to happen.
Yeah, Edward Erickson is really great on that, and he worked for the Hartford Advocate in Connecticut when it was bought by a Tribune company, and just recently was entirely folded into a listings, an entertainment site called CT Now, and lost its editorial voice entirely. Whereas, on the other hand, like the Chicago Reader was bought by a daily in its media market and has been able to maintain its editorial independence, its voice, and its important role in the community. So there are these various sort of models of what might happen. They tell us that the site will continue to publish that. And so they aren't going to fold those two kinds of content, into a single publication, so we've been told.
So tell me what else is in this issue. We're going to probably do more shows about the City Paper in the weeks to come and to see where we are going. But you have some Brad and Soderbergh's piece on Be More Club. Talk a bit about what's in this issue.
Yeah, I think that's a super important piece, and it's got online we have a playlist so you can hear a number of the most important Baltimore Club tracks from the last 5 years. And he really looks at, does a super great analysis of where Club is now and sort of what happened after the death of Kay Swift, and the way that it was always sort of on the verge of blowing up as this national thing and hasn't happened. And so now it's at this really anything goes sort of moment that really exemplifies so much of what's great in the Baltimore art scene in general right now, I think. And so I think, well, even if someone's not particularly interested in club music, it's a really important important article to read. And really, people should listen to. He talks about how broad the music is right now, and it's really just a fascinating story, and it deals with the art scene and how it produces these kinds of really hybrid moments like we're having right now.
And you did a piece on House of Cards.
I did. We also have a piece up online that Ed did, sort of dealing with the controversy of House of Cards, trying to get more money from the state. But mine was just a film review on the second season and really looking at the sort of view of human nature, the Hobbesian view of human nature that it espouses in this, the place that it puts between political life and the domestic life of the characters of Frank and Claire Underwood, that are the stars of the show, the main characters of the show. And so in many ways it sees, I look at some of the failings of this second season, I think, but at the overall accomplishment of the series as well.
Yeah, I've only begun to watch it. I'm only in the first season, but the acting, the Shakespearean theatrical motif of it all is just amazing. So from what I've seen so far,
Coming from South Carolina, that he's a Democrat from the upstate of South Carolina made me a little made it harder to suspend disbelief from the start.
And you also have Paltier writing about the Kinsey collection at the Reginald Lewis. We did a whole program on that with them. That's an amazing exhibit.
Yeah, and it had been one of those shows that we sort of waited to give people that last reminder before it's coming down next week, and so it really is your last chance to go and see that exhibit that is really an important show and something that everyone should see.
There's a lot in this paper. Pick it up. It's free. You can get it at newsstand, a little boxes all across the city. Just open the box and pick it up and take it with you. And we wish the City Paper well. They keep growing and being our independent voice, alternative weekly in this community. We need it. And Brainerd Woods, senior editor, always good to talk to you, my friend.
All right. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. So we are going out under me. You'll hear Hands Up, Thumbs Down, the classic K-Swift track. And it's coming up under this as we go out of here. I want to thank you all for joining us today. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Mark Gunnery and Stephanie Mavronis. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our interns are Alex Boston and Matt Malice. Our theme music by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. You can get information about what our guests are talking about, link to all the conversations we've had today by just going to steinershow.org. You can also podcast our shows from there, but you can also go to iTunes and download and podcast all of our programs. And for Public Radio, WEAA, 88.9 FM. The voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Stay tuned for Michelle Martin. Take care.